on Hawaiian punch. Know you like all this gush. Oh no, you can't get enough. Sip, sipping on Hawaiian punch, ay.
Hey, my name is Adeline Warren, and you're listening to Girl Talk. I like to say that I'm the big sister of the internet. You can watch me fuck up all you want, but hey, maybe we can learn something from it. I hope you enjoy. Hey, bitch. How you doing? It's hump day. It's a Wednesday today. It's a special occasion. We're filming. I have my wine and I'm ready to go. But I love the style that we've been doing recently where it's just like answering random questions. I don't know, like sometimes I get inspired and I want to like talk about a specific subject or like, you know, something is like coming up in the world and I want to talk about it. But I just love answering your guys' questions. This is how Girl Talk started. Like I've never had like a topic or anything. I just answered your guys' questions and we just went off of that. And it was just like vibes and that's just how it was. And I love it. And I feel like I lost sight of it for so many, I don't know, months. And I'm finally like, damn, like back in the day, that's all that we did. We just answered Q&As and like you guys just asked me some random questions about your life. And I'm like, that's my opinion. How do you know what's good for me? That's my opinion. That's how I feel like I am. But I'm so ready. We're going to start out with like literally the craziest question. We have some really good questions up in this Girl Talk podcast. She's all anonymous. I asked you guys some questions on my spam account. It's not Adeline on Instagram. And yeah, I'm so excited. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Say my name when you go in it. Three times like you're superstitious.
First question, I wanted to start out with this one. Someone said, how to feel when you say no to strippers, but he still did it anyway because his friends made him. Bitch, first of all, that man doesn't respect you. And I hate to say it, but he never will. And it's, hey, maybe you can really train him and make him a person that respects you. But I really feel like it starts from the beginning. And maybe this is toxic of me to say, but I really think that you should throw the whole man away. Because I know some toxic guy friends. And sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to mind my business. You know, they're doing their thing. They're fuckboys. You know, they're bad. And, you know, I mind my business. I hear the tea and I mind my business. But one thing that one of my fuckboy guy friends said, I said, you know what? I feel like you and this girl, you seem so happy with her. You seem like your energy is so much lighter. You feel like your energy, like you, to me, from an outsider's perspective, you seem so much happier. And he genuinely, not trying to out him, but I'm not saying his name, but he literally goes, yeah, it's so crazy. Like, I don't feel motivated to cheat on her. I don't want to look at other girls. I don't want to do XYZ. I genuinely just like love her and respect her. And I feel like this is the type of thing that you have to do from the beginning of any relationship is set the standard. Because I feel like back in the day, like I would set the bar would be so low and the standard would be so low. And, you know, I'd get the midnight booty call and be like, hey, come over, you know? And like, you know, it's like the hookups and like stuff like that. And like, you know, that's how kind of how you like start to like talk and stuff like that. But when you set your standards from the very start, it's like men remember that shit, or even just like the people that you date, they remember that shit. And like I always say, you get what you pay for, and I believe it, because I truly believe the more money that a man puts into you, the more he'll respect you and the more he'll feel like you're an investment. I already like, imagine, you know, when you wait in line for like an hour and you're like, damn, like I'm not even near the front, but I already waited an hour in line. I might as well wait a little bit more for like, you know, the roller coaster. that's how men feel about women. If he's like, I already spent like, you know, hundreds of dollars on this girl, like, I might as well, you know. That's a crazy way to put it. But I feel like men think about that about women. If they're putting in the effort, like, for example, this guy, he's putting in the effort to do the long distance and he's putting in the effort to spend the money and invest the time and invest, you know, XYZ. Whereas I felt like the last girl, it was almost like it was just convenient and it was just easy. You know what I mean? So I feel like he didn't respect her. And like there, he did do some shady shit. Hey, I'm gonna mind my business. You know, you're going through your own journey. You know, I am a girl's girl, but like sometimes like you can't just like tell people what to do. They have to go through it on their own. That's how I feel, at least. And you can't ever control people. You can't ever be like, you know, what you did is wrong, because then they're going to not, you know, tell you things anymore. And, you know, they're going to kind of close off to you. And then, you know, whatever. I feel like a lot of the times you have to let people do whatever the fuck they want to do, and they have to learn it on their own. And I've learned this the hard way. I've yelled at my friends for doing, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I've yelled at my friends for doing whatever. And a lot of the times it ends in the friendship breaking up. And a lot of the times it ends up with us not even being close. So I've learned that, you know, if you see your friend doing something shady or something weird, you know, I will say a little comment, but I'm not trying to be like, you know, therapist up in this bitch. But anyways, what I've noticed is if you set the bar so high and say, for example, if a man on Tinder, a man on Bumble, a man on Hinge is like, let's get a coffee date. And you say, yes, that's kind of like, to me, and I've gone on a rant about this before, a coffee date is so cheap and it's so bare minimum. I've been on coffee dates before and I've paid for my own coffee and I've never seen that man again. Like, I went on a coffee date. I paid for my own coffee. I think he paid for his. You know, we talked. It was nice. He had a Porsche. You know, he had a Frenchie. It was like a nice day. And like, you know, we got along. But he was not in the mindset to provide. And he was not in the mindset to be where I wanted him to be and like be the provider man and be like, you know, that man for me. On paper, he made a good amount of money. On paper, he, you know, had a Porsche. He had, you know, a nice, my favorite dog. It's like a literal Frenchie. But I just knew he was not a provider man. And that's, at the end of the day, what I want. But yeah, it's seriously like, I didn't even have to do anything. I feel a lot of the times the universe just worked things out for you because like, I think we talked a little bit after the date and then he kind of ghosted me. And I was like, damn, that kind of sucks. Like, whatever. At least it was only a coffee date. But I feel like since he didn't invest anything into me and I was just convenient, he didn't feel the need to respond to me or put in the effort or do anything because I already set the standard that I was so easy and convenient. Whereas if a man is very interested in you and he's like, hey, let's go on a coffee date. And you kind of, you know, respond back being like, hey, you know, coffee dates aren't really my thing. And I work during the day. So I honestly would prefer something in the evening, like a dinner, and something more formal, like a dinner. I feel like something like that is kind of like setting the tone and setting like, hey, you get what you pay for and I'm an expensive ass bitch. So you better fucking invest. And like, hey, it's a good way to weave out the brokies, because the brokies would be like, you're a gold digger, you only like guys and money, like blah, 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 blah. Where's the gold to dig? I've never ever met an actual rich person that complains about gold diggers. No rich person complains about gold diggers. Only poor, like broke men do. Only broke men complain about gold diggers. So if they start with that, you already know, block. You are a waste of 2 seconds of my life messaging you on Tinder. Don't go on Tinder, girl. Actually, maybe do. Hey, sponsor. I don't know. Who knows? How to feel when you say no to strippers, but he still does it anyways because of his friends. Girl, at the end of the day, this is what you need to take from this situation. Number one, he values his friends' opinions more than yours. Because you set X boundary, which is don't go to the strip club, and he doesn't respect your boundary, and he respects his friends' opinions more. Number two, this could also be, did you find out or did he tell you? Because I feel like finding out is almost worse, where he feels comfortable lying to you as opposed to being upfront and being a, you know, grown up adult person and communicating. So knowing that, and then also, I don't know, girl, it's like, I definitely think you should communicate how you feel, and depending on how he reacts, I think it really is, you know, a red flag, make or break situation, because, you know, it may start out with just like, you know, not listening to your boundaries and not respecting you, and then maybe it escalates to something else, and then maybe it escalates to something else. People will always show you who you are. You just need to watch and listen. 100%. So if you set the boundary, don't see the service, and he sees it anyways, girl, I say throw the whole man away and start over new again, and set those boundaries high, and set, because a lot of men will meet those expectations. And I feel like for the longest time, I'd be like, all men suck, all men suck, all men suck. But it's because my bar was literally on the fucking floor. Why would men respect me when I literally was allowing them to come over at midnight? Why would men respect me when I literally went on a coffee day and they didn't even pay for my fucking coffee? Why would men respect me when I did XYZ? Exactly. Bitch, set your expectations, set your bar so high. Hey, you know, being easy, you're going to have a lot of easy men. And when you set your bar really high, there's going to be a lot of men that are going to be like, what do you mean? Are you a gold digger? What do you mean? You want me to spend money on you? What do you mean? Blah, 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 blah. They're going to have so many excuses, but that's how you weave out the bad ones. And that's how you find the good ones. And it's going to be a little bit slimmer pickings when you set the bar really high, but it's going to not be a waste of your time. It's not going to be a waste of your fucking time and a waste of your fucking tears, because you set the bar fucking high. And I'm the first person to say that, you know, there are these fuckboys, and they will cheat on you and they will disrespect you. And I've literally seen those exact same fuckboys respect women that set the bar high. And you just need to know how to maneuver, girl. You need to know how to like set the boundaries. You need to know princess treatment. Like before I met my boyfriend, like I feel like I was so in my masculine energy. I would always, you know, offer to pay, and I would always offer to, you know, drive, and I would always offer to go to their place and make it convenient for them and blah, 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 blah. But it's because I craved male validation so bad. And that is so pathetic of me. I hated that about myself. Like, why was I like that? I mean, it's natural. A lot of people are like that. But getting over that male validation and really just being like, these are my standards. I deserve princess treatment, and it is what it is. And if you don't like it, then get the fuck out, because I'm not accepting disrespect, and I'm not accepting, you know, me setting a boundary and you not respecting that boundary. And I feel like this is so important. This is so fucking important. Even if it's something little, there is something to be said about it. I feel like princess treatment and finding someone that respects you is all about setting boundaries, being firm with your boundaries, communicating your boundaries, and if they disrespect it, you're not afraid to get the fuck out, because you know your worth. You know that you're the fucking shit. You know your pussy is power, and you know that you're a fucking cool person to be around. Not only are you beautiful, but you're also a cool fucking person to be around. And you're like a cool fucking friend. And you're a cool fucking person to hang out with. So like, you're a fucking catch, you know? I feel like it almost like every single person that I've ever like had some sort of like falling out with, whether it's like a sneaky link or like, you know, a relationship, they always come back. But you know why? Because I respect myself, and I set boundaries, and when people seriously disrespect those boundaries, I get the fuck out, and I never talk back, and I never go back to them ever again. And I think it fucks with people's mind. I think it's also my Sagittarius rising. I think it's a Sagittarius thing. But girl, that's a red flag to me. Throw the whole man away. Start brand new. And like, I'm looking at your profile picture and you're so pretty. Like, it makes me so sad that girls are so pretty and like you're accepting this disrespect. Like, bitch, you deserve the whole fucking world. Like, stop letting society, you know, say, you know, the bar is on the floor, raise your bar. It's all about your perspective, and it's all about the boundaries that you set and the boundaries that you, you know, that you seriously take. And if they disrespect it, then you're fucking out. And they need to know that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Say my name when you go in it.
Three times like you're superstitious. Next up, someone said, any advice on meeting guys other than bars or dating apps? Yes, bitch. I used to be a serial dating app person. I would always be on the dating apps, and I'd always, you know, go to the bars and go to the clubs and be like, why do I never find good men? Where the men gone? What's the song? At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I don't know. It's raining men, but there's like no good men, right? It's raining bad men, and I want a good man, bitch. You know what I found? Going where you want your future person to be. And this is what I mean by that. So when you think of your future person and your ideal perfect person, what do you imagine? Do you imagine like a club rat? Do you imagine someone that's on dating apps, that's desperate, that's like hooking up with people constantly, that's like a fuckboy, that's XYZ? No, right? Then why are you looking in all those places? What? Does it make sense? When you think of your future person, what do you think of? Do you think of them as a successful entrepreneur? Do you think of them as traveling for business, maybe being in expensive hotel lobbies? Do you think of them as, you know, being in upscale places like, you know, these galas and these balls and like, you know, these higher end places? Where do you see your future person being? Are they working out? Are they working on themselves? Are they at the gym? Are they at a nice gym? Are they like an expensive gym, like an Equinox? Like where is your future person? Genuinely think to yourself, what does your future person do for a living? What does your future person do as a hobby? What does your future person do for XYZ? Do they like reading as a hobby? Do you want to meet them at a library? Do they like working out as a hobby? Do you want to meet them at an Equinox, like an expensive gym? Do they, do charity, and do they like donate, and, you know, are they at like these donation galas and charity galas, and, you know, are they helping out with people, or what are they doing? What is your future person doing? Think of where they would be and go to those places. Why are we looking for our future person on the dating apps, and why are we looking for our future person on the clubs? Bitch, imagine dating someone that's a club rat. Why are we looking for that? It's like we're looking for failure. Hell no. We don't fucking want that. Ask yourself where your future person is and go to those exact places. And like, that's kind of how me and my boyfriend met. Like, honestly, we met through mutual friends. But I honestly, like, I wanted someone that had friends, and I wanted someone that was motivated, and I wanted someone that was like very involved in their work. And I feel like that's what I found. I found him through my mutual friends who also were very motivated in their work, who were also, you know, very successful, and who were also, you know, they had friends and they were fun, and like we would go out sometimes. But yeah, I don't know. Ask yourself, where does your future person go? Where do they work? What are their hobbies? go to those places and look good. Dress up. Next up, someone said, how do you build emotional intimacy? So one thing that me and my boyfriend do is sometimes when we're on dates, because, you know, we've been dating for a while. So it's like, you know, we always talk about stuff and like how our day is and stuff like that. But sometimes you want to get deeper. And sometimes you genuinely want to ask like nice, like deep, intimate questions. So what I'll literally do is go on Google and search up questions for couples. And some of them are fun, some of them are silly, and then some of them are really intimate. And sometimes we get really deep, and it's honestly really nice, especially with a glass of wine and you're at dinner and then you're just like talking to each other. I feel like it feels really good. And even for my boyfriend, I'm like, we, you know, do these questions, and he'd be like, damn, I really like doing stuff like this. Like, I feel really close to you and I feel really intimate with you. And then we have like the best sex ever after. Like, I don't know. These things are really great. So here are some examples. So I just searched up couples questions or questions for couples. These are like some of them that showed up. So what are three things on your bucket list? What are the top three adventures that you've had in your life? What are two things that you regret? What is the hardest life lesson that you've had to learn? What's your favorite childhood memory? What's your dream job? What do you consider your greatest success? What's the most incredible thing that you've ever eaten? What's your greatest sexual fantasy? What do you value in a relationship? Where do you hope to be living in the next 5 years? What's your first impression of me? Who is your inspiration? Have you ever been in therapy? What's the longest you've ever been in a relationship? Do you deal with stress? How would you describe your last relationship? How regularly do you get checked for STIs? Hey, that's important. What do you consider cheating? Because cheating is different for every single person. Some people think that watching porn is cheating. Some people think that, you know, talking to people is cheating, emotionally cheating. Some people think that, you know, like kissing is cheating. And some people think that actually having sex is cheating. It's different for everyone. Have you ever had your heart broken? Do you think you are trustworthy? What are your feelings on sexual exclusivity and monogamy? Do you believe in the institution of marriage? Do you believe in living together before marriage? At what age do you see yourself getting married? What would your ideal wedding look like? Do you want kids? Why or why not? When would you want to have kids? And how, like, these are just questions that, these are only like 30 of them, but they have hundreds of questions for couples and asking each other and like getting deep with each other. Like, these types of questions, because, like, you know, I feel like as a couple, like, you know, things always come up. You talk about your family, you talk about, you know, your past or your exes or, you know, whatever. These types of questions really get you, you know, intimate with each other and get to know each other and feel really good about each other and have that really intimate relationship. So I don't know, Google questions for couples, and you can Google like Google intimate questions for couples, Google sexual questions for couples, like anything that you want. Those are so much fun. And like, me and my boyfriend will do it all the time on dates and like dinners and stuff like that. And sometimes we'll go on like little tangents and like I forget about the questions and we like we'll talk about something else. And it's just like, I don't know, it's like a fun thing to talk about, and it's a fun thing to like keep the conversation fun and intimate. Say my name when you go in it. Three times like you're superstitious. Next up, someone said, how do I talk to guys if I'm anxious and a little thicker, but he's super cute and attractive? First of all, I want to stop you right there when you're saying you're a little thicker, because anyone can always say that about anything. Like, I feel like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and, you know, maybe your future person loves thick girls, or they love skinny girls, or not your future person. Some guys like thicker girls, some guys like thinner girls, some guys like, you know, XYZ, and they have different types. Just like, imagine your future person. You never want to get into a relationship where you feel like you have to change for someone. I feel like when I think of my forever partner, I want them to love me for exactly who I am. And I never want to change for them. I never want to, you know, feel like I have to work out and be really skinny for them, or feel like I have to, you know, work out and be really thick for them and have a big butt for them, or like, you know, whatever it is. I feel like when I think of my future partner, they already love me how I am and my natural self. Because I don't know, we all have our things, and we all, you know, I feel like the grass is always greener on the other side. And like, you know, skinny girls like always wish that they were a little thicker, and thicker girls always wish that they were a little skinnier. Like it's always, it's like curly hair, they always wish they had straight hair, and straight hair, you always wish that you had curly hair. The grass is always greener on the other side. And you're like, you always, you know, like something. You know what actually I find is really interesting? I saw something saying that what you're insecure about within yourself, you sometimes find attractive in other people. So one of my friends, they were kind of insecure about their teeth. So when they would look for a partner, they'd be swiping on, you know, whatever dating apps, they'd be like, oh my God, but their teeth are so straight. And like, so like, it makes me so horny. Like straight teeth make me so horny. Me, on the other hand, I really couldn't give less of a fuck about teeth. Like I love a good body. Like, maybe that says something about me. Who knows? But I love a good body. And like, I hooked up with this one guy. He had literal, like 8-pack, 6-pack abs, bitch. Like, so fucking hot. Like, oh my God. Sorry, my boyfriend's in the other room right there. But he was so hot, so sexy. Like, a literal, like, goddess. So you know how they have, like, the Greek goddesses? Like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I would show people, like, you know, videos and pictures of him, because I took photos of us. They'd be like, oh my God, a literal goddess. And then my friend was like, but his teeth. And I was like, I could not give less of a fuck about his teeth. I couldn't. All I could look at were his 8-pack abs. That's all that I was looking at. I couldn't give less of a fuck about his teeth. But for her, that was everything for her. So I feel like, you know, what you may think is important to some people might not even give a fuck about. Like, some people might find, you know, a big butt and big boobs attractive. And then some people, you know, they're more into, like, you know, the thinner look. And they don't love, like, a big boob and big butt. It's different for everybody. So, first of all, I want to say that you're so beautiful the way that you are. And because you're a little thicker, that makes you just as beautiful. You're just so fucking, like, thick and juicy and fucking, like, do you know how many girls would die to be thick? So many girls would die to be thick. So many skinny girls would die to be thick. And then so many thick girls would die to be skinny, right? We all want what we can't have. So I want to get that out of the way and say that you're so beautiful the way that you are. And just because you're a love looker doesn't mean anything. So how do I talk to a guy if I'm a little anxious, but he's super cute and attractive? It would definitely... First of all, look your best, you know, do the hair, do the makeup, you know, try a little bit, do a little thirst trap or something. And I don't think that the man should always have to do the first move. I don't even remember. See, that's the thing. I don't even remember if me or my boyfriend did the first move. I think he was interested in me, but I think that I went up to him first because I'm more of an extroverted type and he's a little bit more introverted. I think, but see what I mean? Like, some years down the line, you don't even remember who goes up to who first. So, you know, look cute, look your best, feel sexy for you, be confident, and go up to them and spit your game, girl. Figure out your riz. Everybody has a little different riz. I don't know what it is. Maybe you like compliment them, maybe you make fun of them, maybe you, ask them for their Cash App and ask for their money. I don't know what you want to do, but go up to them and, like, you have little interactions. You don't have to, like, you know, fall in love at first sight. Maybe you could have a little interaction here, and then you see them at another party and you have a little interaction here, and you guys get to know each other, and, like, you follow each other, and then you, you know, swipe up on each other's stories or whatever it is. Everybody's story is different, but don't be scared to make the first move, because a lot of the times you won't even remember who made the first move later on down the line. It's more of a fact of, like, who is pursuing who. And I don't know, I like to be in my feminine energy, and I like a partner that is more in their masculine energy, and a partner that, you know, hunts for me, or, like, not hunts for me, but, like, that makes me sound like a piece of meat, that chases after me. Because I feel like I'm more of, like, the feminine energy that is more, like, accepting. But, yeah, don't be afraid to make the first move, girl. You got this. and you're so beautiful. And yeah, got what you, if you got it, flaunt it. If you're a little thicker, you better flaunt that cleavage, girl. You better show that ass in those leggings, girl, and those jeans, girl, and whatever, that little skinny, like that little teeny tiny mini skirt, girl. You better flaunt it. If you got it, you better flaunt it, okay? If you got those nice long legs, skinny long legs, you better flaunt it, girl. Everything you got, you better flaunt it. Next up, someone said, how do girls work out on their period? So it's different for me all the time because I used to be on birth control and I felt like my period cramps were never as bad. I feel like my friends would always complain about period cramps and I never really struggled with it. And then the second that I got off of birth control, I think it was like about a year ago. It was a couple months ago. I feel like it was a year ago. It's a couple months ago. I started getting the worst cramps and it sucks. I'm like, damn, like birth control was so good. But it was also like, I felt like, you know, I felt like my body was telling me to get off of it because I was just like, I would always forget to take my pill and I'd always get my period all the time. Like, you know, when you forget the pill like a day or two and then you get two periods in 1 month. Yeah, I was just like the worst with that stuff. And I also felt like my hair was thinning and, you know, I've been on the pill for like 10 years. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get off of it. So I finally got off of it and I felt like my cramps have been getting so bad. But I was like, you know, I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to be on birth control. And I was also breaking out like crazy and like, I was like, you know what? It's my hormones that they're balancing each other, like itself out. So I waited a couple months and finally it's kind of getting back to how it was before. My cramps are still kind of bad, but my acne is clearing up a little bit, but it's still, you know, not as good as it was. But I think over time it will. But how do girls work out with their period? One time I had the worst period cramps, like the worst, like literally in a fucking fetal position. Like Blue was my hot pack. I put her on my stomach, like literally watching Netflix, like crying my eyes out because everything hurt and I didn't want to exist anymore. You know, back in the day, women used to like just bleed intense. Like that's what we would do. And now we're like expected to go to school and like go to work and shit like that. Like what the fuck? I want to bleed in a tent. Like let me a week off. Like let me fucking bleed in a tent. I don't want to. And we'd always be in sync, you know, because women, especially like in like those in the old times, we'd always be in sync with our periods. So all the women would just bleed in a tent for a week together. Like, why are we not like that anymore? Why do we have to go to work? Why do we have to go to school? What the fuck? Anyways. it really helps me to have a hot pack. So I have a hot pack. Where is it? I think it's right here. I have this little stuffed animal. I got it on Amazon and you put it in the microwave and it's a hot pack. And it's so cute. And you can also get a hot pack at like Amazon or Walmart. They have like basic hot packs. They're not cute like this. They're just like regular hot packs like when you're sick and stuff like that. You can put it in the microwave and it makes it hot. But I get these little bitches. I put it in the microwave. Make sure not to burn it. I've seen the reviews and people like literally lit these bitches on fire. You can't burn it. But you put it on your stomach, it helps so much. Sometimes I'll even get Blue. I'll put Blue on my stomach. Ugh, feels so good. That really helps. Dairy makes my cramps worse. So I won't drink any dairy. I won't have any dairy like cheese, milk, whatever it is. During my period because I find that it makes my period cramps worse. And honestly, I found it on Google and I think that it's true. Moving your body genuinely helps your period cramps. Because I know that how it feels to be like, damn, I can't move. I can't do this. Start really slow. Maybe go on a walk. Go up the stairs. You know, go walk outside your bedroom. Go to the kitchen, maybe. I don't know. Go on a walk outside your house, like go on a walk throughout the neighborhood with your dog. It honestly really helps. I don't know what it does. It like, I don't know if your uterus has like a fucking like muscle or some shit, but that shit gets like, she gets worn out by the walks and like working out. Honestly, it really does help with my period cramps. So I know it feels like it would make it worse, but I promise you, it actually makes it better. But yeah, those would be my tips for period cramps. But I think I'm going to end the podcast here. I hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to give it a thumbs up. And if you're on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, then make sure to give it a 5 stars because it helps me a lot. But I love you guys. And I'm always here if you need to talk every Wednesday on my Girl Talk podcast channel and every Monday and Friday on my vlog channel. But I love you guys. And I'm always here if you need to talk. Same place, same time. Love you guys. Bye. Did you like that episode? I really hope that you did. If you haven't already, then make sure to watch last week's episode or the week after. Just click on the links, whatever it is. And I hope that you guys enjoyed. Also, be sure to subscribe because it helps me a lot. But I love you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye.